And welcome to the podcast that call comes naturally. As always, we ask you to do a couple things. First, go to our Facebook page, like and share the Facebook page. Then go to Twitter, follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
at Comes Natural Pod.
Then go to iTunes, rate, subscribe, and review. Cody.
Welcome to Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to today's show. As promised 2 weeks ago, Mike has a Mike's Wrestling Minute. Go.
Wrestle.
Yeah.
Times a minute. Wrapped it up. Boom.
So there's nothing.
You're pathetic. Nothing. Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. It's not just like a little thing.
Not even
a
new
color
guy.
Boa that there, here's Hope's wearing. Or
actually newsworthy thing.
Boom.
The Hell in the Cell pay-per-view, which technically they're not pay-per-views anymore because they're on a network, but we'll still call it that.
You can still buy pay-per-view though, right?
You can, yeah. So,
okay, so someone or some idiot is playing
pay-per-view. It's a pay-per-view. The first time ever a pay-per-view main evented by women.
Oh
yeah, wow.
In wrestling. That
in
is.
Wrestling.
In WWE.
In WWE. Charlotte Flair, Rick's daughter.
Real daughter or like
real
name
daughter. Look at her, real daughter.
Like good or bad?
Does she scream woo?
She does. She bites a lot of Flair style move sets and stuff.
She wear a boa.
She comes out in gowns now, like the nice.
Oh, that maybe like that.
Like he used to rock like back in the day.
Okay. You're saying she has a lot of Flair?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I think this isn't for bad for
that. Yeah.
So it's Charlotte Flair versus a girl by the name of Sasha Banks, who is actually real life cousin with Snoop Dogg.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Odd how that worked out.
That's cool.
Both of them are okay. So recently in wrestling, they coined it like the women's revolution. But there has been
ooh, it's gonna be televised.
Yeah, it has been from the start. But so back in the day in wrestling, women's wrestling was never very prominent. Like every generation had like one or two really good female wrestlers. So if we go all the way back, it was like Alondra Blaze, and then you know a couple of years later you got like Trish Stratus and Lita. They did like Trish Stratus and Lita was the first two females to main event Raw, which that was a big deal then, and then that ended up being like 12-13 years ago, so it was like it didn't really go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's been like a concerted effort on the WWE's part over the past like year and a half to really like give women a fair shot at actually going out there and entertaining and tell stories and have longer than 5 minute matches and have longer than just gimmicky like, oh, she's hot, put her in a match thing.
Yeah.
Cause dude, it was bad for a couple years. There's like one person on the roster or one woman on the roster that could actually wrestle. Everyone else was like models turn wrestlers and they just couldn't wrestle, dude. They're so bad. But now the women's division is stacked, dude. Like it's the most talent I've ever seen in the women's division ever, top to bottom.
Nice.
So they went ahead, women's title on the line in a Hell in a Cell. So it's the first time they've actually been in the Hell in a Cell. And they main evented the pay-per-view. So Sasha Banks lost her title to Charlotte Flair inside Hell of the Cell.
Nice.
First time main event. So, yeah, that's a cool little piece. The whole event was actually really good. It was one of the better pay-per-views in a while, too.
Nice.
Yeah. This shout out to Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins. Their match was fucking ridiculous, dude.
Yeah.
So good. Those guys. Seth Rollins is one of those dudes that looks like a wrestler. Like, he's all ripped up. He can go. He looks like Shawn Michaels, just a little bit bigger. Kevin Owens is that dude that, like, looks like if I lost like 20 pounds, I'd be a wrestler.
Yeah.
Like, so he's like a bigger dude, but he's a freak athlete, dude. The shit he does is so misleading when you look at him. You're like, oh, this is going to be one of those guys just like.
He just gets hit and
grounds
like, he's
like
really
punches
good at,
people and fucking puts their. Nah, dude. He's a freak. He does all kinds of crazy athletic shit. But yeah, Hell in a Cell, real good. Women main evented.
But is he a super freak?
Super freak. He's super
freaky.
Yeah.
Boom! Mike's Wrestling Minute, brought to you by Mike.
Dun, dun.
boom, onto the main event. As it would
and
be.
In this corner.
And in this corner, Joseph with his last five movies ever to watch.
Okay, so...
Well, it's not the last five. I guess it could be in this context.
I'm going to die.
So basically, this was a dickhead thing that popped up in my head, and I was like, this would be an awful thing to ask. And so I asked it, and this is a really weird thing. So we're not saying it's your five favorite movies.
Nope. No.
Because that's different. It's the if you could only watch five movies for the rest of your life, what movies would they be? So you turn from favorite to rewatchability, because I think there is a distinct difference between those. Because this isn't necessarily my list anyway. It's not my five favorite movies. But they're five movies that I can watch again and again and again. Mm-hmm. And I have, and I've never gotten tired of them. So, and then at least... We'll see how your list skews. My list kind of tends to have basically every genre covered.
So does mine. Yeah.
So
mine's just porn.
Yeah.
But porn parodies of real movies.
Ooh, oh, classy.
Lord of the G-Strings and that's whatever pathetic. That Pirates movie was.
Babes of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I don't know. So we'll start
and
with
cock rings, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the one
Cody
where
has like the
G-string ones. The PG is the Cinemax version.
That's the one where Sam does brick in Frodo's mouth at the end. Mm-hmm. clicks to you.
Cody should know. He's got it in the HDR high frame rate thing.
Yeah,
it looks so real.
He bought it on a HD DVD.
3D.
Gross. All right, Mike, go first.
Nope, Joe.
Okay, Joe, fine. Go first.
All right, the first one I listed was Die Hard.
As you should.
Right? There's no explanation to that.
Yeah, I think there is one. Yeah, go ahead.
There's your explanation. That is my middle finger at Cody. Yeah,
it's not an explanation. That is a dick move.
Next one is Ghostbusters. The OG Ghostbusters. I still like Ghost Sprouts ones, but the OG one I can watch over. It's one of those, like Mike said, all these movies are ones that are like I own. And then they come on TV, and I just sit there and watch them on TV.
Man.
Like, rewatchability like no tomorrow. Alien, of course.
Alien. Okay.
Of course.
Scary movie.
It does cover the sci-fi horror aspect. The next one is The Dark Knight Rises. Yep.
The third one?
See? Or no, wait. No, that's
we
where
had
I messed
this
up.
Conversation
yeah, this is where I messed up. Sorry. No, not Dark Knight Rises. The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight. Okay.
The Dark Knight, yeah.
Man, I was like,
dang, son, he's a big Joseph Gordon-Levitt fan.
Yeah, he's like, I love Robin.
I do like Joseph Gordon-Levitt, but,
you just...
Why don't you go by your real name?
You were a real-life meme right there. Yeah. That was funny.
So, yes, The Dark Knight. Not The Dark Knight Rises. The Dark Knight. And the final one is Turner and Hooch.
I like your style a lot, sir.
Gotta put some Tom Hanks in there.
You always gotta have Tom Hanks in there. Always spoiler alert, I got a Tom Hanks movie in my list, too.
Here's The Burbs.
Shut up. I'll get to it when
the
I get
Burbs,
to it.
The Burbs was really close. Like,
dude, there's so
like
many.
If Turner and Hooch didn't make it, it would have been The Burbs. And if The Burbs, it would have been Big. No, Big.
Joe vs. Volcano.
Every one of my movies on my list has two movies that easily could have replaced it.
Yeah. No.
Like, very similar movies that I was like, ooh.
Originally, I had, that's why I said there was one movie I changed originally, besides The Dark Knight. That was just a mistake. I originally had Lethal Weapon on there. I love Lethal Weapon, but Die Hard kind of covers that action, zany drama, thing. So I substituted it with Ghostbusters because that covers the sci-fi comedy that I really like. And then The Turner and Hooch is just straight up comedy.
No.
Question real quick.
Okay.
If you had to pick. Okay.
I'm waiting.
Which Lethal Weapon movie would you pick on this list?
The first one. First one. He's going to go with the fourth
he's gonna,
one.
No, he's
going to
go with two.
No.
Three? Really? Don't say it. Say it. Say it.
Lethal Weapon 4.
I knew it.
And again, it's not the best one, but dude, what's better than that fight scene at the end with Jet Li?
All of Lethal Weapon 2?
No. The fight scene is really good, but for me, it's the whole movie is what has to be good.
I like two.
I have to be able to watch the whole movie. See, I'm not saying that it's bad.
Not that I don't like two. We've had this conversation. Yeah. We've ranked these before on a podcast. Because now that I'm talking about it, I'm remembering it. The bad guy in two, not a good bad guy. And like that got a, that kind of takes it down a notch for me. One's great. One's the best one.
Mm-hmm. But you're saying like four is more fun to watch.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And you like, again, I'm looking at it with the intent, like, I've obviously seen all these movies. I know the background of everybody. That makes four more enjoyable. Like, if you don't have that background, you know, for, like, by itself, if you just watched four and you never saw any other Lethal Weapons, it's not as fun because you're, like, you...
Because four plays off the other three.
Yeah. Like, it's a really good continuation of all those other threes combined, so...
Three and four that same way, though. Like, you can't... Three, there's a lot that are explained in one and two that they reference in three, just like in four. Four more than anything else. But one and two, you could literally watch those movies separately and you'd be okay. I mean, one, obviously, if you watch it, it explains their relationship build. But two, it seems like a, you know, like a buddy cop already.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, I was going to ask you, have you guys watched the show yet? Where are you at?
I've watched the first two episodes.
What do you think?
No, haven't.
I actually enjoy it.
I enjoy it, too. Dude.
A lot.
I know my parents like it.
I said this, I think I said this to you. No, I said it to you.
To me, yeah.
I said to you, you could rename that show. Like, if you rename the characters and just didn't call it Lethal Weapon, it would just be a good show. I was afraid they were going to try to use the name just to make the show, but I said that, meaning if you just change the characters' names and change the name of the show, it'd still be a good show. I think it would still be enjoyable. Because it's different enough, but still similar.
They're very clever how they changed what they needed to change to make it a series as opposed to
let it go, like, last longer. Yeah.
Yeah. And from that first, like, it's not a trailer, really, but that, like, five-minute clip thing.
The sizzle reel.
And that Riggs, I was just like, I hate this guy. Like, I hated him so bad. But there's this weird thing when you watch through, because I'm all caught up as of, well, tonight's the new one, so I'm all officially caught up. Like, that character's brought along really well, and then like, they do a really good job of kicking you in the nuts emotionally in the first episode, and they kind of and they don't like lay it on too thick where you're all just bogged down, but there's like enough of it where you're like, he's sympathetic, and but like, he's actually much more funny than what the trailer gives him credit for. This is really funny. And then Damon Wayans is kind of the perfect casting for a new...
Even that's what my mom said. That was weird.
Because he has
it's
this...
It's just funny because he's older than Murtaugh was. When he, like, how, like, it's so weird. Like, whenever Lethal Weapon came out, like, Murtaugh felt so old.
And you watch it now, ready to you're retire, like, at that point. Yeah,
you're like, oh, he's so old, but like, Damon Wayans right now feels like a younger version of Murtaugh, but he's actually older than Murtaugh was when he played it.
And like, the way, like, the things they did change only add to the story that they're trying to write instead of making it Lethal Weapon. That's why I mean, you could do that, but yeah, the first two episodes are really good. It just happened to be like October started, and it's not horror based, so I didn't watch it.
Way to go. Watch it.
It's good. But I will catch back up.
And it's not, it's not perfect. There's definitely some of that TV stuff that they gotta work out. But they just did the front nine and they got picked up for the full, they had the full season pickup. So hopefully the second set of episodes are gonna be a little bit better. Just clean up, like, they did a little bit of like early on of like, the action was good, but then like, they had one scene that like just doesn't need to be in there. Like, it's too silly or too over the top.
Race car scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's another one. Did you see the bike jump thing that he did? Mm-mm. That part bugged the fuck out of me. Mm-hmm. But like, the shootouts and stuff are cool, and like, the actual fight scenes, they feel real enough and authentic enough where you're okay with them. There's this one, you'll get to it. It's fucking hilarious. It's not really a spoiler. But they're searching for this like big old muscle out jockhead freak dude that has been robbing some people, and they find him in the gym, and but he's in the shower when they find him. And so the dude's just like basically all roided out and ready to go, and they fight him in the shower, and it's hilarious, and it's funny because it's like a good fight scene, but then they work into the point where like Riggs almost like touches his dick at one point, and he pulls back, and because he pulls back, he gets hit in the face really fucking hard. Like, so it's pretty good.
All right.
Yeah,
that's funny.
All right, Cody, you ready?
Go ahead, go.
All right, I'll go, because Cody
was not born ready.
Cody's got he's going to have a brain aneurysm with this. Yeah, all right. Yeah, like on my list, I have Rocky, of course. I have Rocky 1, which, holy shit, that was the hardest decision out of here. Yeah, because I like all of them. Obviously, like 1 and 2, I love on you. All right, you gonna make it?
No, I am just really afraid of this. The legs, like, getting the out look in the on chair. Your
face is like, I'm in the Tower of Terror, and I know it's about to.
Exactly.
All right, so yeah, I had a really hard time because Rocky 1 and 2 are my favorite Rocky movies. Rocky 4 is rewatchable like a motherfucker. You know, and Creed just hasn't had enough time to earn its spot with those movies yet. So I was like, all right, well, if I pick 2, I'm always gonna think like, oh, maybe I could have picked 1. I'll never be upset.
Could have been the contender.
Man, it was a different boxing movie.
I know, Raging Bull, whatever.
So I went with 1 because I was like, I'm gonna be happy with 1. This one, this next one, can you guess, Cody?
Is it Ghostbusters?
Is it Die Hard?
No.
Lethal Weapon.
No.
No, I can't guess it.
This one, you guys are going to make fun of
Over
me.
Over the top.
No, it's Jurassic Peaceful. World.
Oh.
I fucking love this movie so much. I've seen it so many times now.
It's a good movie.
And it hasn't gotten old, and it's still fun all right. as fuck. I love it.
This is your list. It's not like you're forcing us to keep watching these movies.
Right.
Yeah, but...
because I would be angry
also,
already.
Joe needs to respect Jurassic World a little bit more.
I don't know why you're so upset that he doesn't like it as much as you.
It's not a bad movie.
Like, he has I enjoy this movie. You have a Tyrannosaurus erection for it.
Yeah. Oh, high five. That was good. That's what we were looking for in that exchange.
Petrified.
Really big head.
Little tiny arms.
There's the weird little arms. That was so strange. Like, how does that work? Like, why is it so bulbous and there's little bitty arms on it? It's like... that can't feel good for anybody, but Mike enjoys it, and Jen seems to be okay, so whatever.
Also, Jurassic World all boils down to the reveal of the T-Rex.
The fight scene at the end.
Fight scene at the end.
Open Paddock 9. Dude, yeah, all day. All
right. I wonder, real quick, can you imagine, like, in the writer's room, they're like, all right, or writers, whatever it is, you know, they're like, all right, so we're going to have these two face off, right? But what's cooler? Velociraptors? All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Johnson, get the Velociraptors ready.
How do we end this fight scene? I don't know. Have a bigger dinosaur eat him.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know how to end this. Like, does the T-Rex snap his neck? Does he eat? Like, does it get gory? Now, remember that big ass water one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's gonna eat him.
All right.
Oh no, that works.
Yep. All right. Also on my list, this is where I kind of go.
Stardust.
No. Oh. Why would you go to Stardust?
I don't know. You like gay pirates? I don't know.
Oh, fair enough.
Flying gay pirates?
Shawshank Redemption. Because.
Wow.
It's a great movie.
It is.
This is like, again, I want to kind of cover all my bases here. This is just a really, really great movie. Like,
very good story driven, character driven.
Everything
movie,
about
yeah.
it is good. I mean, it's on everybody's top 10. List of like best movies, right? Like, it's got to be.
Maybe. It's a surprise favorite of a lot of people because I mean, I really like it.
Yeah, it's a great movie. It's well performed, well directed. The story is great. Everything is about it good. Like, there's nothing bad about it. So that's that. Nothing we have to talk about on that one. And here's my Tom Hanks movie. Can you guess?
Is it
Joe vs. Volcano?
Nope.
Is it Turner and Hooch?
Nope. Which, oh, goddammit, it was so close.
Damn, if it was so close. So it's not The Burbs.
No.
It's not Turner and Hooch,
obviously. It's not. Is it Forrest Gump?
Is it Big?
No. It's Big.
It's Big.
Yeah. It's Big, dude. I love Big.
Big is really good.
When I was a little kid, I'd watch Big. Mm-hmm. And
Wish to Be Big?
No. I was like, that's unrealistic. But it was like, I would watch cartoons, obviously. Yep. Like cartoon movies like Aladdin and shit like that. Yep. I'd always wear out the VHS on them.
VHS, kids, is a magnetic tape format. Yep. Just kidding, go ahead.
Yeah. But the only live action movies that I was just on repeat all the time. Well, there's a few. There's four. There was
Predator.
No. Terminator. Terminator 2.
Okay.
There was Ace Ventura.
Okay. First one.
Yeah. Big. And I just brain fart, so I'll just say there's three.
You already said there's four, and you only named three.
Yeah. So those three. But I'd watch those ones all the time. But out of the ones that those ones that I'd watch all the time, like I still love Terminator 2 is still one of my favorite movies of all time. But Big holds up so well when you watch it. It's just a really good movie for like a little kid to like it,
mm-hmm.
and then a little kid to be like as much as an adult as I am. However. That much that falls on the scale of adult, still be fantastic
from a distance before you talk or they didn't know you. Full blown adult.
I have full blown adults. No, it is a movie that is oddly iconic, especially with just the one scene of him on the keyboard.
Yeah,
and you see that in tons of other media.
Yeah,
and
do you ever see Night Before?
Yeah, I just watched it.
It's funny.
Like last,
they do a they do a little bit.
No, I watched it in September. When did I watch it? It's September because it's on HBO.
Oh, okay. What'd you think of it?
I liked it a lot.
I liked it a lot too.
The dirty jokes are really funny because they're not punchline dirty jokes. Yeah. They're inflected dirty jokes.
And the
like the bun in the oven or the bun in the oven. Oh yeah, the bun in the oven comment is like the funniest thing ever. He's like, "Hey, I'm gonna put a bun in your oven."
Good, but yeah, the only reason I brought that up is they do the
keyboard thing. Yeah.
So yeah, Big, and then my last one to kind of cover my action fun.
Big Trouble
stuff.
Little China.
Nope.
Damn it.
Actually, I would have said that.
That was
Die Hard. Was it Die Hard? It's Die Hard.
Die Hard
with a Vengeance.
With a Vengeance,
because that's his favorite.
Okay, I'll give that to you.
That covered my buddy cop version too. I know they're not both cops, but
yeah, close enough.
But they're pretty buddy, you know.
They're fighting both, crime.
Yeah, they both like, you know, hope
Jesus.
Justice.
The name's not Jesus. Jesus.
He's hey, called you Jesus, and they called you Hey Zeus. You know, lightning bolt from the sky. Cool. Yeah.
So again, not my favorite movies, which I mean Rocky's up there. I mean all these movies are up there. But this was the best representation of trying to go. We had
so
like serious,
just sit there and watch and watch
in
and watch.
Drama to action to comedy. Yeah,
yeah.
So. That's that, man.
So,
the all big, right. Let's big see, we'll reveal. See you guys next week.
No,
Cody.
We still have more than a half an hour left.
No, we don't. Mike wants to wrap it up.
Nope.
He wants a short episode.
Let's
do this.
No,
Cody, get it.
Comes naturally. I'm just kidding. All right,
we are.
I hate this game so much right now. I don't like either of you.
Read the first one.
No, I'm gonna go from five up. It's
you,
a better.
You
it's a better.
Oh, you ranked them?
Oh, I mean, as much as I possibly could.
Well, I didn't rank shit.
I know you never do.
I didn't rank mine.
Number five, Pulp Fiction.
All right, solid.
Pulp Fiction has a lot of things in it, but it's one of those movies that. Has everything you want other than horror, which is some of it. In some aspects, it could be horror with the whole basement thing and Zed's dead type thing, because it's pretty horrific.
Yeah.
But it's got comedy in it.
Butt
it's
rape.
Got drama.
With all the butt rape. That's pretty scary.
I mean, yeah.
Butt rape's scary.
It is.
But this is one of those movies where I think it's still my favorite Quentin Tarantino movie of all, because it's like a bunch of little movies together that kind of tie... It's to me, Pulp
subcategory.
Fiction?
What's your favorite Quentin Tarantino movie? Go.
Django Unchained.
And yours is
Pulp Fiction. Still Pulp Fiction.
Yours.
I have to say Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, right.
Too.
Yeah. See the reason Pulp. See the thing about Pulp Fiction.
It's because we didn't know what a. At least I didn't know what a Tarantino movie was yet.
Yeah, it, to a lot of people,
Reservoir Dogs came. I know it came before, but it,
for you, it
hit
came
me
after. Yeah. For a lot of people, Pulp Fiction is Quentin Tarantino's first movie because it's the first movie they watched by him.
Yeah.
To me, the reason why it's my favorite is because it runs the gamut of a lot of different things. It's got like your weird love story between Uma Thurman and John Travolta in a way, and it's not a true love story, but it's like a Quentin Tarantino love story. You know what I mean? It's fucked up, but like. There's this weird, like, he thought he was going to get some action, and then she snorted heroin, and it just went downhill from there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, like, on the, like, they were on the verge of, like, fucking, for the most part. Like, they were pretty close. It would have been a bad mistake, because, you know, Marcellus Wallace is going to fuck your day up. But it's got, like, it's got action in it. It's got, I'm gonna say more levity than humor, because every little segment of it has its own type of humor in it.
Yeah.
It was like the wolf, in it. Obviously, when they're driving, they blast the dude's head off, like that sort of thing. It's just fun.
Yeah, it's not outright like telling jokes.
Yeah.
It's just what happens.
And when they do,
and
it's really not funny
to be.
But it's like a bunch of little movies that just happen to be, and I think it kind of sums up Tarantino's career in a way, because it's a lot of the things he likes, mm-hmm. but they're like separate movies that just kind of link together. So it's like one big universe, but in one movie. So it's really fun that way. And like how it's told out of time, but not to fuck with you. It's just to focus on those characters.
Yeah.
You know?
People forget. You're like, oh yeah, John Travolta dies in that movie.
Before the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Like he's in the end of the movie, yeah. but he's dead.
It's so like a weird, unique way to almost cheating where you can kill off one of your favorite characters and not really kill him off because he's coming. You know, he's got more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Awesome. So
it's a really fun movie. Yeah, that's it.
Pulp Fiction.
Pick.
Number four.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ooh. That's good.
And I'll explain why.
Because it's good.
Because it's amazing.
Done.
And it has songs in it, so you can sing.
It's also another cultural phenomenon.
It is. It's one of those ones where it was many years later where that stuff still started to be a thing. Like, it was motion capture, but I'm talking more animated, but not just animated for kids.
No, yeah, that was what the hard sell on it, because I remember reading something about it, like the original script that they had for it when they approached Disney. Disney was like, no. And then what was it after they did some tweaks to it and Disney finally came back and was like, hey, you know, let's do this. And it ended up being this like huge thing by the time they were done with
and
it.
I mean, obviously the technology to make it is incredible. It looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very Tim Burton-esque look to it, obviously. Like, it's his baby, he made it, do whatever. But it feels different than anything else he's done, also, in its own little weird way.
Well, because he really hasn't done, I mean, did he do Coraline?
No.
No, it would,
that was,
but that,
that was,
but yeah, that was his own thing that he, one of the first things that he did.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, but, yeah, I mean, because
he was coming,
Herman, but.
Yeah, but he was coming off of something else that he was doing for Disney that he hated at the time. He was an animator. That's
well,
what it
was.
Well,
he was an animator,
yeah.
But the other thing, too, is it's unlike other Disney movies. Because a lot of Disney movies are adult movies with a children's guise in front of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Lion King's a perfect example.
Yeah.
If you're a kid and you're not really, you know, you're not cognitive what you're looking at, the death of Mufasa can gloss over you for a little bit. Because beforehand and afterwards, you're singing and having fun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things, and it's not till later in life where when you rewatch it, you realize that has a weird shadow of the entire rest of the movie
mm-hmm.
And changes how you think of it. But when you're a kid, he just goes, he's really, you know, it's really dark. You don't technically see the death happen on screen.
No, but yeah.
And then obviously you see the body, and he nudges under the arm, the paw. And then the next time it comes back, it's bright colors in the forest, and he meets Timon and Pumbaa, you mm-hmm. know? So it's like it pulls you away from it and then doesn't get real dark until the end when he goes and confronts Scar.
Mm-hmm.
But by then, you're already just built back up with the joys. And even that is not pales in comparison to the death. And obviously, it should, because you shouldn't, you really shouldn't just do that to kids in general.
Right.
But with Nightmare Before Christmas, there's it's a very loose veil of kidness, because it's cute animated characters in a way. They're fucking terrifying.
Right. Really, I wouldn't really
call them cute-ish, like in a Tim Burton cute. Yeah. You know, but it's like a, but like from a distance, like they sell shirts that kids wear.
Yeah.
Nowadays, still.
Yeah.
Well, that, and if you think about it, like, someone, he's the angel of death. Like, on everything he touches is dead.
On Halloween, there was two trick-or-treaters dressed up as Jack.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that's the thing.
And that's the, because I was at Disneyland the first day that they did Halloween.
Yeah.
I'd never been there before. And then they turned the Haunted Mansion into the Nightmare Before Christmas, and you have a giant Jack Skellington in a Christmas in a Santa Claus outfit.
It's terrifying,
out front.
Right?
It's not terrifying to me. But it's like, completely awesome. But yeah, you know, rewatching that movie, you're seeing all this stuff, and you're like, wow, okay, shrunken heads, and you know, werewolves,
vampires,
and vampires,
Frankenstein,
and ghosts, and all this stuff that should be creepy and whatnot is not, and it's a very good movie.
Yeah. So I mean, that's, it's rewatchable because of many, many things. One is there's all sorts of stuff to find in it.
Mm-hmm.
But also it's just the songs are amazing.
Yeah.
It's an adorable movie. It's a hilarious movie. It can be frightening at times when he goes to Oogie Boogies and that shit's scurry. Shows you the problems with addiction of gambling. So that's always my favorite line. So yeah, no, number four, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh. Number three.
This one is gonna surprise you guys, because the last two are not.
Mean Girls.
Wrong.
Clueless.
That fell off the list. No, I don't like
Clueless. I like Mean Girls.
Yeah, it's not Jawbreaker either.
You know what, on a similar subject, so...
It's not Practical Magic.
There's a
Get
movie
out.
That's coming out...
I said it's not.
There's a movie coming out, the one where you said it's like a coming of age movie. You were telling me a couple days ago.
Edge of 17,
yeah. And so the way you were describing that, yeah, and it has Woody Harrelson, and I'm like, oh, that looks really cool. There's a trailer out there, and you guys have probably seen it, where it says like, oh, it's gonna be cult classics like Clueless and Mean Girls and Juno, and I'm like, that doesn't seem to be like that list to me. Doesn't make sense. Like
Girls
Juno,
love those movies.
Juno, I can see, but the other two, really? Clueless
has this. It's a coming of age in the dumbest way possible.
Do you ever think Clueless would have the hang around power that it does?
No, and that's what I don't get.
Like when it came out,
no, because it's awful. The movie's horrendous.
It's weird, right?
Yeah,
and that's what I don't get. That's what I didn't get about the list. You know, Clueless, Mean Girls. I can understand Juno. Juno was a fantastic movie.
I didn't enjoy it.
I thought it was really good.
I didn't like the.
You don't like Juno?
Well, no, I like Juno. I just don't like her in that movie. Oh. I like her in everything else that I've seen her in. That one video game she's in, that movie where the shit goes sideways.
Inception.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was like, shit goes sideways.
Sideways, what? The one where they're drinking and they cheat on their wives?
Sideways.
Because it's a moot. It doesn't matter. So, back to my actual list. Number three is The Explorers.
Oh, okay. God.
So, if we go back and look at these first three movies, there's a trend in them.
They're on your list.
Music.
Yeah.
The first movie, Pulp Fiction, they don't sing in it, but there's a lot of music in it. Now, iconic movie music because of that movie. Nightmare Before Christmas obviously is essentially a musical. A Disney time musical, not like all the way through musical. And Explorers has a lot of music in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like that. It's kind of like, I've always thought of it's like if someone said, hey, I want to make the Goonies and Alien together. Because you start off with the science-y stuff in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
They go to space and it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Then they meet them and they're like, oh, this is some goofy ass shit. And then it's over.
It's always a movie I forget about.
Yeah, a lot of people
I haven't
do.
Seen it in a very long time.
Yeah.
Is it on Netflix or anything?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no. That's one reason why I haven't seen it in a long time.
But yeah, I love this movie. Fair enough. It's also another movie. It's one of the few movies that you think about that, like, you bring it up and was, oh, I really like that movie. Hollywood's never tried to remake it.
It falls you in line with, like, Flight of the Navigator. Yeah. I always bring up Batteries Not Included.
Flight of the Navigator, Daryl, War Games, Cloak and Dagger, like those movies.
Yeah.
If you want to throw in there, Beastmaster, too.
Okay. Whatever.
Beastmaster has that weird...
I don't want to throw that into anything.
What?
Except a fucking trash can.
Have you seen it?
Are you confusing it with a TV show? Like you did with Highlander?
That's awful.
No, I never confused the TV show Highlander.
That's bad. Beastmaster.
Because I love both those. Oh, yeah. I love the Highlander movies and TV show. TV show, mainly because of Queen.
They did the theme song.
It's the best entrance song for a TV show ever.
That's the truth.
And then they did the crossover. Remember? They had movie
Lambert, yeah.
Movie Highlander come in.
And then they made a Highlander Endgame, which was the TV show movie.
Yep.
Not
that great.
Not good at all. Stop it.
Yep.
So, yeah, Explorers is my number three.
All right. Number two.
I like it. This one will not come to surprise to either of you, and is not stealth.
Damn it. Well, yeah, that's your number one. Duh.
Duh.
That's why you own a copy
you
of it right
may,
there.
You may be surprised by number one, but number two... Tremors.
That's not shocking at all. Tremors 5 was on TV yesterday.
Boo.
I was going to text you.
You should. I already watched it.
Hey, it's on.
Tremors 1 is one of the greatest movies ever made.
It's okay.
What? What, Mike?
It's fun.
Nah, it's one of the best movies ever made.
You can't say it's one of the best movies ever made.
It's got Kevin Bacon in it.
It's a lot of fun to watch.
It's got Kevin Bacon in it, so it's good.
It's got the little girl from Jurassic Park in it.
It's good. Right, she is.
Yeah, Pogo Stick, Mindy. Wow. Boom, suck it.
Another movie that I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah,
although
and it's got that, it's got the magic bean guy from Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. Mike was like, "Wait a minute, what?" It's got Reba McEntire.
That would be a
sold.
Yep, I knew I'd get you on one of these.
That would be a movie that if I never saw it again, I wouldn't be depressed over.
See, I catch it every so often. Like, it's one of those, like, once-a-year movies for me.
At least you have to watch it once a year.
I'm okay with it.
Maybe stumble across it on TV once every
decade?
You
have to watch it. No, you have to watch it once a year on regular, not TV.
And then go, huh, I remember that. Let's see what's on Cartoon Network.
Hopefully, Tremors the cartoon.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
I love that. Awesome.
I'd rather watch Highlander the cartoon. Or was that anime? That was anime.
Anime. It's still a cartoon, technically.
Still a cartoon, technically.
Not technically. It is a cartoon. So, yeah. That was number two. Any guesses on number one?
Is it stealth?
It's not stealth.
Movie that he really likes that you think that he could watch over and over and over.
It's one of the Star Wars movies?
Is it Star Wars? The New Hope?
It's not Star Wars, A New Hope.
Is it a Star Wars movie?
I'm not going to say yes or no. Phantom Menace? Why would it be Phantom Menace?
Rogue One. Or not Rogue One.
Yes, it's Rogue One.
Fortune teller.
Yep, I know for a fact I will watch Rogue One more than anything else. He's just excited for December.
It looks like it's going to be a good movie.
It's true. But we're not talking about that.
Episode 7.
Nope.
Mm.
Think back to what my favorite Star Wars movie is. And you've already eliminated a lot of them, so, I mean, really, there's...
Well, yeah, it's going to be... Was it... I'm trying to remember... I'm the opposite of everybody else. Empire.
I'm the opposite of everybody else.
Which would be Revenge.
Return.
Sorry. The original name was Revenge, but,
but
the Jedi don't
movie.
Have revenge. I get it.
No, they don't seek revenge.
They don't seek revenge. I'm sorry.
Yeah, get it right. It is Return of the Jedi. Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
It's a good favorite.
Tree Bears, I mean, come on now.
Right?
Yeah.
You have a fat slob in the desert that gets murdered.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on now. You have one of the best lines ever from Han Solo.
You get to see Anakin's ghost?
Depends on which version you watch, but yes. You get to see Anakin's ghost, yes. It just depends on which version you get to see.
Uh-huh,
It could either be OG or it could be Hayden.
There's cannibalism in it. you know.
Not really. It's not implied. Cannibalism. No, it's not cannibalism.
Well, how's it cannibalism? Sorry, it's not cannibalism. Sorry, because they're not tree bears eating tree bears.
They're tree bears eating
It's
stormtroopers.
I'm sure it's an ism.
They're meat eaters.
I'm sure it's an ism. I just don't know which
meat eaters.
It is.
They're you know, omnivores. It's fine. They're like real bears.
Yeah.
But like tiny.
Yeah.
And worship a crazy metal man. But it's amazing.
It's a good movie.
It's very good. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's why it is number one on my list.
Fair enough.
I named this list Last Five Movies. I realize it's not the last five movies, but...
No.
I couldn't remember what Mike really called it.
He was actually still working on this list this morning.
I was. I couldn't figure out... I couldn't figure out which...
You think he could last a month with only watching those? Real life?
I barely made it through October with only watching horror movies.
That's true, actually.
Mainly because I had to try to find stuff I hadn't seen before, which is tough in general.
Which was the worst.
Yeah.
I would be like, oh, I watched Trollhunter, and you're like, I saw that, like, last week.
I guessed it, too. He was so mad. We were sitting at Wing Night the night before, and I was like,
I watched this little unknown movie. It was on Netflix. it was totally subtitled. He goes, Trollhunter? And I was like, middle finger. You
guessed it.
You gave him too many details, man.
Yep.
Yeah, apparently I did.
Yep.
Give him way too many.
You got to stop at on Netflix. Like, that's the last detail you can give him.
I'm pretty sure he'd still get it.
He'd look at you, just wait.
I could read in his eyes. I was like,
I watched this other cool movie. It's called The Babadook. Oh, I saw that yesterday. A friend recommended it to me. That was really good.
Have you watched The Invitation yet?
No.
You suck.
Yeah.
Well, we're not in October anymore, so.
Yeah.
It's still a good movie just in general.
I'm sure it is.
I cheated the system by not showing up two out of the four recordings.
Your bitch! Mr. Owen? Just so you guys know, I figured my theme out for November.
New.
Movies I have not seen. So I submitted on the Facebooks, my personal one, not the show page, because I'm not going to bogart it, and I want responses.
Bogart.
But I asked everybody to recommend a movie that you'd think I haven't seen and you'd think I'd like. Some people decided that was a challenge. Some people didn't finish reading the post. So one movie I'm really not looking forward to watch, but I told a guy I'd watch it. But I now have all 30 movies. I'm one day behind.
What was the movie?
Ian wanted me to watch.
Sure, I don't know.
Starving
who.
Games.
Oh, okay.
When ew. Was,
yeah, I know.
Why?
He's like, I thought it was really funny. I was like, Ian, I think we're not friends anymore.
That doesn't even sound funny. The Starving Games. It sounds like a documentary about...
Ethiopians?
No, not Ethiopians, but the people who, you know, eat and throw up. I can't remember.
Bulimia?
Bulimics.
Wait, which is the one that makes you do it, and which ones you eat? Is it bulimics where you eat and then you make yourself throw up?
Yeah.
Okay. There's another one that makes you always just want to throw up. You never want to eat. I can't remember what it's called.
Anorexia.
That's the one.
Oh, anorexia.
That way you're like super skinny, but like your teeth are gross. So yeah, no, I will post the list on my personal page. If you're listening to this, you can look it up. And then I'll be commenting on it and posting, not really reviews, but what I thought of each one of them.
They're like mini reviews.
The whole thing is I had 47 movies to choose from. And obviously I wanted one a day. So again, I'm behind on it because I didn't watch a movie yesterday.
Yeah.
Some of us worked and then played video games all night. But I can easily watch more than one movie in a day. So I have 30.
Cody could watch two movies at once.
It's true. The problem with it was, the reason I had to slim it, I mean, I didn't want 47, I wanted 30. But the hard part was, there's some movies I was interested in after I looked them up, but I can't find them. I can't find them on iTunes, I can't find them on any service, I can't find them on... torrents, like I can't steal them from the internet. I just can't find them. I can't even find DVDs on Amazon. I can't find them on eBay.
Was one of them Thunder in Paradise? I got those for Mike. Yeah, you can borrow them.
Those
Mike.
Are all over the place, but I've seen them, so it wouldn't go on the list.
Great.
All four movies? Four movies, right? Three. Four movies.
Four.
Four movies.
Because there's like a weird one.
Yeah. So that's the thing, and it's pretty interesting. Some of them I'm not looking forward to.
Okay.
Starving Games is one of them.
Like shitty spoof movies?
Yeah. Because it's from the people who made those fucking stupid...
I don't know anything about this movie, by the way.
It's one of the ones like Meet the Spartans. Remember that one?
Yes.
Which is like a mashup of
a run for a few years of like two a year of just shitty spoof movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's PG-13 shitty spoof movies.
Okay. But it's like it's got it's
and
it's,
all of like, them had like a producer or a writer from like the original Scary Movie. So they'd always remember that? They'd always have that
from the makers of Scary Movie.
Yeah. So you'd be like, oh, that movie was good, and then you're like, no, there was one. He was like a grip or something on it. Like
he was a guy who fetched coffee for some guy who didn't actually work on the movie, but he was there.
An intern for a writer who.
Has there been any type of movie like that that you guys have liked?
Modern day spoof movies, the first and second Scary Movies. Okay. I liked a lot. Yeah. So that second was
three has some legs, but it's not. That's the first time they went to PG-13,
mm-hmm.
which hurt them. But it was still they were still trying to be funny.
Yeah.
After that, they were just trying to be stupid.
Yeah. I never saw the haunted one, the haunted house.
I will admit,
when the Wayne brothers came back and they didn't do the scary movies, or they did their
Paranormal
own
Activity one.
Yeah,
it was just the one.
That's why I bring it up because that was actually on TV 2 days ago, I think it was, and I actually ended up watching like probably a half to 2/3 of it, and it was actually not a bad movie. It was actually pretty funny.
The Wayne brothers were involved in the first three Scary Movies, or was it two? I know the first two for sure.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I remember watching the third.
Three's when they walked away.
Okay,
because
they wanted PG-13. That's right. Yeah. And I remember watching.
They wanted to keep stabbing people through the head with dicks, and the movie studio said no more dick stabbing.
One of the best scenes in two by far, or no one.
One.
Because two was all in the haunted house with David Cross and Zelda. Or not David Cross.
You want some mashed potatoes?
Chris,
Elliot.
Elliot.
My germs. And everyone stops.
That was just so,
grab me by my strong arm. Yeah. And then there's the rape ghost.
She
tries to rape the ghost, which is the opposite of what should happen. Oh, yeah. It's good. It's good times. Boom. Yeah.
Yeah, so those two I would like. And then, actually, like I said, Haunted House wasn't bad. It was actually pretty funny.
The trailer made me, because I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, most of these movies are garbage now.
Yeah, I don't watch them.
Because most parody or satire movies nowadays.
Oh, yeah. I would never have gone out and rented this bought this thing, but seeing it on TV, it was actually pretty good.
There's two people that if they made a spoof movie, I would watch it. There's only two.
Seth MacFarlane?
Mm-mm. The duo.
Oh, it's a duo? Oh, okay. I know. Yeah.
Key and Peele.
Yeah.
They're the only two that I would entrust with making
a spoof
modern
movie.
Day, I guess, spoof movie.
Okay. Keanu, in a way, was in its own right, a Mel Brooks style spoof movie.
Yeah.
Where it was earnest, but also you realize.
But
it
I'm
wasn't.
Talking like,
Like Robin Hood Men in Tights type spoof movie?
Yeah, just like more. Like in your face about being a spoof movie, but still being good for somehow because like that's hard to
Robin
Hood
directly talking to the camera, making references to itself.
Like, because Keanu kind of counts, but not fully. You get partial credit.
It still took place in its own world.
Yeah,
it was just not
where something
world.
Like Men in Tights was like,
and it wasn't a direct ripoff of anything. It was more of like an indirect spoof of.
It was an homage in a way,
genre.
Too.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, I don't even want to say Spaceballs, because that was still more of it. I would say like early stuff, like History of the World Part 1, in a way. I mean, there's a lot of this. All of his movies had, like, a Breaking the Fourth Wall. I mean, even Blazing Saddles had it.
Yeah.
You know, where he looks at the camera and says directly to the crowd something. And obviously, breaking into a movie studio, that's definitely Breaking the Fourth Wall. Yeah, I mean, if you had to say, like, oh, what's a modern day one? I mean, Keanu would definitely be pretty close to me.
I wouldn't have thought about it until now, but yeah.
I mean, I mean, as much as Hot Fuzz is one of those, like, that way.
I wouldn't even call that a spoof. That would be more of a take on to me.
Well, because it's an homage movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they take iconic scenes and twist in their own little way.
Hmm.
I mean, everything down from, like, every action movie ever with the roll and the shooting gun and the shooting the gun in the air and yelling.
Yeah.
And then,
but it took itself more serious to me
in a way, yes,
than a parody, a straight up parody movie would. Course. Yep. Yeah,
that's why it's more of a satire than anything else.
There you go.
Boom. Ah, we're good. We got some time.
You're short. Dang.
You're short.
Dang.
Dang.
I'm tall.
Dang.
Any news to hit real quick?
Was there news this week?
By the way, by the time you are listening to this,
go see Doctor Strange.
At least two of us have seen Doctor Strange. Because I know Joe won't have seen it by Friday morning.
No, I will see it Sunday.
There you go. I'll see it again on Sunday.
Yep.
But what I'm trying to say is go out and see Doctor Strange, because I heard it's amazing from people I actually
have seen the movie.
Like real people have seen the movie, not like, oh, Chris Hardwick says it's amazing. That dude doesn't ever say anything bad. He just doesn't say anything. I've noticed that.
Well, yeah, I mean,
plus he loves sucking nerd
He loves
stuff.
A lot of that type of stuff, so he's going to automatically say, you know, a lot of that stuff's good.
Plus he wants a job.
There's that too, but I would say he also has like a, you know, professional respect type of thing.
It's true.
You know.
And by the way, that if you want to live your life, live it by the Chris Hardwick rule. If you don't like something, don't bash it or talk bad about it. Just don't talk about it.
And marry a Hearst.
Oh, if you can have marry a Hearst, yes. I mean, marry into money for sure. It's not like he's hurting for money, but he's definitely not hurting for money now.
Yeah.
Like, and she's the kind of like royalty, like American royalty that's okay to be with.
Yeah.
Because they're not a scumbag family.
No.
I'm pretty sure there's some murders in their past, but I mean, who's a big family doesn't have murder in their past?
Right.
But, you know, he didn't marry a Kardashian or some hideous thing like that. He married a Hearst, and there's a place called the Hearst Castle.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, dreams can come true to a fat guy used to be on MTV. Or chubby guy.
He used to be
chubby. Yeah, okay.
When he was drinking after the MTV.
Actually, that's
the weird thing is that I read
part
about
of MTV
his,
too. He was kind of chunky.
I've seen his MTV stuff in the past. I've read about it, and I always forget about it.
Yeah,
always.
You want to too? Like it's bad news.
Yeah,
he was one of those awful fucking TV monkeys back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But like being a VJ was less about knowing music and just being on TV.
Yeah,
he looked like a hideous Katie Lang.
Yeah, that's pretty good actually.
Imagine if Katie Lang was more of a lesbian, but more of also a dude, and fat.
Got it.
That was Chris Hardwick.
Yep. Got it.
Was awful haircut.
Always sweaty.
Always sweaty. Just booze running out of every pore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like how you the makeup people must have hated him. Because like they put on the makeup to make it look like your skin is dry, but it just runs in sheets off of his disgusting bloated face. He even said it himself.
Okay.
Boom.
Anyway, is there any news? Nothing really noteworthy. Not really.
The production officially started on Ocean's 8, which is the all-female Ocean's 11 movie.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know.
That's a thing.
Yep. Let's see. A lot of Doctor Strange talk. The full cast for A Wrinkle in Time has been officially announced.
Okay.
Pictures of Beauty and the Beast came out.
Yeah, there
today.
We go.
Did you see those, Mike?
Those were dope.
Beast looks dope as fuck. Right. He doesn't have little horns. He's got big ass fucking like devil horns, like like almost Hellboyish, but like towards his head instead of up. Nice. No fiery crown. I mean, obviously
that'd be weird.
Just
lights on fire.
But they showed Cogsworth, Lemire, Mrs. Potts. What was the feather duster?
The feather duster thingy.
Oh shit!
That's the one. Yep. I don't remember. Dang. It might be French.
I can't remember that name either.
I can't remember. But showed them. Didn't show Chip this time.
No.
This picture, it showed the four of them. Lemire is cool because he's a candlestick, but instead of just being a face, he's a human body.
Yeah.
With it, like holding up a thing for the candle.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Yeah. And Beast looks dope.
Yeah.
Like super dope. I want to see him in motion for sure.
Yeah.
Because these are just pictures, but he looks dope. And they showed Gaston and
Gaston's little friend
LeFou, who's Josh Gad's character.
Yeah. How much do you want there to be singing in that movie? Because in every Disney film, and I realize it's not necessarily a Disney property originally, but it's a Disney
music.
Originally a Disney film, and this is a Disney film.
Obviously, music is going to be a big thing.
Because even the Jungle Book had some singing and music in it.
Yeah, the music was in Jungle Book, but they used the Bare Necessities, which is obviously...
They used the popular ones that really...
Yeah, like, Bare Necessities need to be in it.
Does Beauty and the Beast really have one that, like, is like, oh, that needs to be in it? I don't think there's one
There's Belle's song in the beginning that kind of runs throughout the whole entire movie that morphs into, like, their song.
Right.
But I
don't think there needs to be a number though.
If you look at all of those like those big ones, like if you look at Aladdin, there's a song. You know, there's two you can think of right away.
Yeah, like the genie song.
The genie song.
Boom.
Ali of Alak Bakbar or whatever it is. Then there's the magic carpet one.
Magic carpet ride. Yeah.
No, not that.
No, not that one.
Well, I can't think of what it's called. When they're on the magic carpet and he's trying to get laid.
Oh, I Can Show You the World.
That's the one.
I Can Show You
the
World. That's what I meant, yeah.
I know. We're not Steppenwolf, though. The Lion King, you have Hakuna Matata in the Circle of Life.
Yeah.
Obviously. So, I mean, really, I haven't watched Beauty and the Beast in a long time. Like, a really long time. It's like one of the only movies I actually really liked, and I haven't gone back to watch it in a long time. I don't know why.
It's not, I don't know, I suppose.
Oh, Be Our Guest.
Yeah, Be Our Guest. That's what I was kind of thinking of, yeah.
So that's got to be in there.
You're right, that's the one.
Yeah, that has to be in it. That's got to be, that's their Bare Necessities for sure.
Yeah.
Like, the King Louis song was fun, but in the live action, I still want to call it live action, but it still hurts my brain to say it, because, like, he's the only person that's live action in it.
It's still live action.
The live action.
More live action than Lion King's going to have.
It's true. But less than Pete's Dragon. But it is the King Louis one with Stephen Walken, Christopher Walken.
There you go.
Stephen Walken. That's weird.
Stephen Walken.
It's his cousin from his dad's side, so they have last name.
Yeah.
I feel like somewhere your brain is trying to make a paralyzed joke about Stephen Hawking. Like it's just your shit talk is so ingrained into your speech that... Like, you're pumping out punchlines before you even know the jokes yet?
Maybe.
Yeah, like...
It could be my brain's completely fried, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, Christopher Walken doing that, it was less of a song and more of, like, a...
But it was still needed. To me, like, when you said that, when you say the Jungle Book, those two songs were the ones that needed to be in the movie.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that's why I think they did it that way. So, Be Our Guest... would definitely have to be in it.
Okay.
Because,
The Be Our Guest and the one at the beginning are the only two that I can really
song,
think of.
What it's called.
I don't,
they look
I don't
little
either, but...
in the things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's small, dude.
Because I think they designed him to look like actual...
He's
an pieces. Actual mantle clock. He's an actual candelabra.
Not a
She's a weird.
Face.
She's a weird bird-handled...
Yeah, she's a swan. Like, I thought was weird.
Yeah.
Like, do they use swan feathers in feather dusters? I thought it was like ducks and fucking chickens and
fancy?
Shit.
I don't know.
Man, you're white. Canadian.
Newer. Sorry. Now it's
wow,
in
you're
my head.
A whole different fucking ball game.
You guys mentioned it.
The genie song that still makes me laugh.
Right?
Hey, you know what was on TV the other day, and I didn't watch it, but I saw it listed, and it made me cringe? Is Bewitched.
Which one?
The Bewitched movie.
The new
Will Ferrell one?
With Will Ferrell and
Man, I saw that listed. I can't remember what channel it was on.
Did you ever watch it?
Oh no, I was flipping through HBO Go and I saw it on there and I was like, I watched part of it and I was like, wow. My movie was like, I don't remember where it was, a clip on. It was a clip on something. But then I saw it going through comedies on it was either Netflix. Oh, by the way, Categories is back on Netflix on the new Apple TV.
What is?
The Categories list. Remember I told you couldn't pick, you couldn't look for just a category of movie?
Uh-huh.
You had to go by their stupid lists.
Yeah.
And it's back. You go up, and it has who you are, like your profile. You can switch profiles because they do that now. Categories, and then search. And I was like, well, fuck you, horror. Let's go. That's why I found a lot of mine to watch this past month. What was I saying? Oh, and I saw, I was going through, it was either Netflix or it was on HBO Go, I can't remember. And I saw it and I was like, oh, God. It had to have been Netflix because they do that like weird slideshow thing when you select the movie to see the description. The top half of the screen will be like a little like slideshow of three pictures, which I thought was really bizarre. And they're never really great pictures. They're like super random character and like someone running or like a facade of a house. It's like, you guys need to choose better fixtures for this.
Yeah.
Because this is not selling me at all. Except for the zombie beaver one. That one has one of the greatest pictures ever. And it's the zombie beaver coming out of something. It's all crazy. You can tell it's a puppet. And I was like, come
zombie
on.
Zombie beaver.
By the way, if you haven't seen that movie, fucking watch it. It's ridiculous. Like, not as good as Cabin in the Woods, but definitely in that vein in a way.
Okay.
Where it was like, they didn't try to tell you this was like just a straight up horror movie, and it turned out to be not. But it is pretty goddamn hilarious.
Okay.
Pretty goddamn hilarious.
That's cool. Unfortunately, October's done with, so probably won't watch it until next October.
It could be a Christmas movie. Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Boom. That's all I got. No real big news, I don't think.
Nothing.
Johnny Depp's going to be in the sequel to Fantastic Beasts.
Oh, yeah.
Which is weird.
And
that's perfect.
No, I'm not saying it's not apparently bad. It's just weird because the first movie hasn't even been released yet.
Yeah, they greenlit it. I'm fine.
You know, usually you'll get ones that like, oh, it tested so well that they just greenlit the second one, but they've already cast somebody in the second one before the first one.
Supposed to have a cameo, right? That's the sneaky rumor.
Now, if that's true, then okay.
It came out that he had a cameo in it. Then it turned out that he doesn't have a direct cameo. He has a photo cameo. So there's a picture of somebody, and it's him, and they explain who his character is.
Okay, so that makes sense why they would have Voldemort cast.
I'm just kidding.
We've seen what Voldemort looked like before he was Voldemort. So
Voldemort's dad.
Voldemort's dad.
Mr. Voldemort.
Mr. Voldemort's my father.
Mr. Voldemort.
Harry's like, all right, Voldemort. All right.
Mr. Voldemort sounds like that teacher that you get that you don't want.
Me and Joe just wrote the shittiest Harry Potter world movie ever.
Hey, who do you have for math this semester? Mr. Voldemort.
Voldemort.
Ooh.
I heard that he's a witch.
Wow. The way you said it, I heard that he's a witch. I expected something better.
Yeah. You built it up.
Yeah.
Like, you built it up and you let us all down. Yeah.
They can't all be gold.
You're like a Lincoln Log house made of
poop. Some of them be?
Some of them? Oh. That's dick. That's dick because you know we could go back into other episodes and there's funny shit that I've said that you...
There has been
We could do that because we've listened to them.
Yeah. You've never listened to a podcast.
Here.
You don't know what happens in post.
Yeah, you don't know what to edit out.
You have no lines, Mike. Motherfucker.
Mike edits himself out, though.
No, it's not showing up. The truth is, I don't edit anybody out except for Adam, because that shit's hilarious. I don't edit him out. He just doesn't talk well into mics or at all.
Just like...
Most like Eric. Oh, no, the pausing is
Taj.
Just... Fuck. Just
you bastard.
Like,
and then...
Hi, Taj.
Because and then, of that joke, I want to own it. Wanna slap you, but I know it's funny, but it's like still so aggravating. Just makes me so mad. Like, and then he tried to own up to it, and it's like, dude,
then
no,
you
your brain just doesn't
purpose.
Work. Yeah, like you're just—it's not funny at that point. It's funnier when you do it and you don't realize you're doing it because your brain doesn't work fast enough for you to make full sentences. But whatever. Boom. Mike, got anything?
Nope. We gotta wrap it up. I gotta go back to work.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah. So that's it for. This week, go see Doctor Strange. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I'm Cody. Thanks for listening to Comes Naturally. And like normally, you fuckers just came naturally.
Fuck you.
Mike's a bitch.